you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you today, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. We lift you up on today, Father God. We glorify your name, Lord. God, we give you all the honor and all the praise, Lord God. As we come before you right now, God, we just want to tell you that we love you, God. And we thank you, God, for loving us first, God. And we thank you, Father God, for loving us as you do, Father God. Because, Lord God, we know that you loved us with a compassion. We know that you loved us with passion. You loved us so deeply and so much, God, till you gave your only son for us, Lord God. And we just wanted to give thank you for that, God. Thank you on today, Father God, for the love that you have for us, God. The love that makes us complete. The love that makes us whole, God. The love that makes us who we are, Lord God. We wanted to give thank you, Lord God, that your love is not blinded, Lord God. Even as you see us for who you see us as, God, for who we really are, Lord God, that nothing separates your love from us, God, but you continue, God, to see the best in us. We want to say thank you today, God, for seeing the best in us, God, even when we at our worst. We thank you today, God, for seeing the best in us, God, even when we're broken, Lord. Thank you today, God, for seeing the best in us, God, even, Lord God, when everything and everybody else around us, Lord God, try to tell us something that we are not, God. Lord, you are the one, Lord God, that tells us who we are and whose we are, Lord God. And we are grateful to you today, Father God, to know that we are loved by you, God, in the way that you love us today, Father God. Lord, you said we are fearfully and wonderfully made in you, God. That you created us for your pleasure, Lord God. We want to take a thank you on today. Even as we come before you, God, we want to be pleasing in your sight, God. We want to be a sweet savor unto you, Father God, and give you our best praise and worship, God, because you are worthy, Lord, and you are deserving of it all, Lord God, and we are not going to allow anything to keep us from blessing you, praising you, worshiping you, God, giving you, God, everything, Lord God, that's due to you, God, all that's required of us, God, because we owe it all to you, Father God, and Lord God, we give that to you today, Father God, not looking for anything, Lord God, but because we want you just to know how much we love you and appreciate you, Lord God. It's required of us, Lord God, but we come to you willingly, Lord God, giving you our gratitude, Lord God, and giving you our appreciation, Father God, because we can't thank you enough, God, and neither can we repay you for all that you have done for us, Lord God, and the unlimited amount, God, of grace and mercy that you show us each and every day. We want to tell you thank you, God, because we know, God, without that grace and that mercy, Lord God, we don't know where it would be, Father God. We don't know who it would be, God, or what we would be doing right now, Lord God. But we want to tell you thank you for it on today, God. We thank you for the blood that was shed for us, God, that washes us and cleanses us, God. We want to tell you thank you on today, Father God, for the life that was given to us, Lord God, that we may be here today, God, and have life and have it more abundantly, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we just want to take a thank you on today. We thank you on today, Father God, for who you are, God, and creating us to be, God, who we are today, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, because you have done a great work in us, God, and we're so grateful that that work has begun, Father God. We thank you on today, Father God, for moving everything that's not like you, Lord God. Thank you on today, Father God, for keeping your righteousness inside of us, God, and helping us, God, to get it right that we may be pleasing in your sight, God. Regulating our minds, Lord God. Helping us with our verbiage and our speech, Father God. Even, Lord God, teaching us, God, how to love one another, God. Oh, God, we want to say thank you on today, God, because you created us in your image, God. And, Lord, you are love. And we thank you on today, Father God, for allowing that love, Lord God, to begin, Lord God, not only to take root, but take effect inside of our heart, God, that we can be at our best. As you see us at our best, Lord God, in spite of, Lord God, even when we may feel at our worst, Lord God. Oh, God, we want to tell you thank you on today, God. Thank you on today, Father God, for allowing that love that you have for us, God, to override it all, Lord God. That we may be who you want us to be, Father God. That we may walk in our divine destiny, embrace our purpose in you, God. And that even, Lord God, as we encounter and interact with one another, Father God, that we'll have that heart of love as we need to have for one another, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you on today, Father God, that we are yours, Lord God. Because your word tells us, God, that the shepherd laid down his life for his sheep. And you did that for us. And we want to tell you thank you, Lord God. That lets us know just how much You love us, Lord God. You laid down your life for us, Lord God. And you continue to shepherd us, Lord God. You continue, Father God, to guard your sheep, God, because your word tells us that the airling, Father God, he runs away, Lord God, because he's afraid. But the shepherd stands on guard. He stands watch, God. It protects us, Lord God, from the evil and the wickedness, Father God. It protects us, God, from the ravening wolves, God, those who come in sheep's clothing. We want to tell you thank you for that, God, because not even that, God, you don't just protect us from our enemies, God, but you protect us, God, from evil to evil things, Lord God, that we think and do towards ourselves, because you see the best in us, God, and you want us to be the best. And we want to tell you thank you, God, because you see us. You see us, Lord God, for who we are, who you call for us to be, God. Before we even had a name, you knew our name. Before we even formed the fashion of moves of our brothers' bellies, Lord God, you already knew who we were going to be, Lord God. You numbered the hairs on our head. You wrote our stories, Lord God. And we just want to tell you thank you, Lord God, for being the one that wrote our stories. Thank you on today, Father God, for the one who designed and created us, Lord God, from the inside out, God. So you know everything that makes us up and everything that does not belong, Lord God. So Father God, on today I ask that you continue, Father God, to remove everything that's not like you, Lord God. Continue, Father God, to remove anything, Lord God, that causes us not to be that you want us to be. Any stumbling blocks, God. Anything inside of our hearts that keeps us from loving the way that you want us to love, God. Oh God, today continue to show us the way, Lord God. As we continue, Lord God, to keep our eyes stayed on you, Lord God. Because your word tells us, Lord God, that we need to follow you. Keep our eyes stayed on you, Lord God, so that you can lead us and guide us and show us which way that we need to go, God. And we know that you are the way, God. And there is no other way, God. And we try to figure it out any other way, or worse, as we are robbing the thief, Lord God. And we don't want to steal. We don't want to rob, Lord God. But we want to go the right way, Lord God, which is the way of righteousness, God. Walking the path of straight and narrow, Lord God. So, God, continue to order our steps to direct our path, Father God. Continue, Lord God, to be the light inside of our lives, to shine even when we're in that dark place, God. Where we're in that place, Lord God, that it even may cause us, God, to forget just who we are. Forget whose we are, God, because of the things that we go through and experience, Father God, and it may cause our heart, Lord God, to not be able to hear and see clearly, Lord God. Oh, God, on today, I'm asked that you continue, Father God, to remove the things inside of our hearts that's not like you, Lord God. From the experiences, Lord God, remove the things inside of our hearts, Lord God, that cause our hearts to be hard. Those things that cause to be in pain and pains and hurt, Lord God, that put us in a place of feeling broken and even betrayed, Lord God. Oh, Lord, I'm asking that you would do it, God. Because you love us, Lord God, and we know, Lord God, that you don't want us to be in those places, Lord God. So, God, we are putting our eyes on you. We're setting our affections on above, Father God, so that you can lead us through this, Lord God. Because we know, God, we can't do it without you, God. We don't know, Lord God, just what you have in store for, God. You may have even told us, Lord God, what it's going to be, God. But going through it, Lord God, we need you to lead us. We need you to guide us. We need to instruct us, Lord God. We need you, Lord God, to even help us to be what it is that we need to be in the midst of it all, Father God, so that we are able to have what we need to have, that we may be able, Lord God, to withstand, that we may be able to simply just stand and be still and know that you are God. So, Lord, lead us. Oh, God, we stretch out our hands to you, Lord God, as we hold on to your unchanging hand, God. And even, Lord God, we're in that place where we can't see, God, we know it should be our eyes to see. If we're in that place, Lord God, we can't hear, Lord God, we know it should be our ears to hear, God. Oh, God, we know, Lord God, it's everything, Lord God, that you will for us, God. It's whatever you preordained and predestined. It is what you designed, Father God. And because we know that you are our shepherd and we are your sheep, God, you will not lead your flock astray, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, I just want to tell you thank you on today, God, for being the good shepherd. Thank you on today, Father God, that you are helping your sheep, God, to be guided in the way that they need to be going, Lord God. But even your word says, God, there are some sheep that are not of your fold, God, but you said they soon will be, God. So, Lord, I'm asking us today, God, that you would touch those who have went astray. Touch those who have lost their way. Touch those, God, who don't even have no guidance to be led the way they need to go, God. And I'm asking that you would lead them, God. Lead them into their salvation, God. Lead them into their freedom. Lead them into their healing. Lead them into their place, Lord God, where they can overcome their addictions. Lead them into their place, Lord God, they can overcome their unforgiveness. Lead them into their place on today, Father God, they get to their place of peace. And all those, Lord God, are you. It all begins and ends with you, God. You are Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, Lord God. So on today, God, I'm asking that you will see about your people, God. I'm asking on today, Father God, that you will go and see about all those on today, Lord God, that are calling out, that are crying out, Father God. And even those, Lord God, who don't have any words to say, God, I'm asking that you would hear those silent prayers, God, that you would hear those whispers and those tears on today, God. And we stand in the gap for those, Lord God, who don't know how to, who have not been taught, Father God, and the ones who simply won't even do it for their own selves on today, God. Touch on today, Lord, like only you can, Father God. Light the way, Lord God, like only you can light on today, Father God. Give them a desire and a heart, God, to want to, Father God, follow your way, to want, Lord God, to be free, to just simply want you, Father God, so that you can be what they need to be, Lord God, and they will allow you to be the shepherd. They will allow themselves, God, to be the sheep, to be guided and led where they need to be going on today, Father God. Oh, touch today, Lord God. Help us, God, not to be like that horse and that mule that has to have a bit put in our mouths, God, but that we, Lord God, will listen, that we will allow ourselves to be taught, Lord God, that we will allow ourselves, Lord God, to get that understanding, Lord God, and not sit in that place, Lord God, with a lack of understanding, because we know all we have to do is ask you, Lord God, and you'll tell us these things, God. You'll give us that clarity. If we need wisdom, God, you'll give us that wisdom. If we need courage, God, you'll give us that courage, Lord God. And even if we're in a place of fear, God, you remove the fears, Lord. Oh, God, I'm asking you today that you will touch your people, God, and help us to be what you want us to be, Father God. Help us to do, God, as you want us to do, Lord God. Help us to go where you want us to go on today, Father God. Oh, God, I'm asking us today, God, that you remove any self-willedness on today, Lord God. I'm asking us today, Father God, that you will touch your people, Lord God, and as you remove that self-will, Father God, and they will have a heart, Lord God, that's obedient and willing, Lord God, of submission, Lord God, that's willing to surrender to you, Father God. Surrender all unto you under your mighty hand, God, that you may do what you do best and see about your people, God. Oh, God, you are not just a good shepherd, but you are our king. You are our great heavenly creator, Lord God. You formed and fashioned this world, God. That means, God, that you are the one who is in charge of it all, God. You are the one that's all sovereign. You are the one that holds all power in your hand, Lord God. So, God, I'm asking us, Lord God, that you would do what you do best, Lord God. I'm asking us today, God, to continue, Lord God, to let your word go forth, God, and as you speak your word, God, let your people stand on it, Lord God, because your word is true. You are a man of your word, and you are a promise keeper, Lord God, and we know that your word, it does not return void, Father God. Let's continue, Lord God, to hope, trust, and believe in everything that you say and all that you are, Lord God. And even if by chance, God, we find ourselves in that place, Lord God, where a little bit of doubt is trying to creep in, God, maybe remember, God, what you have already done, God, because your word said simply just believe for the very work's sake that you have already done, Lord God. God, continue to be with us, Lord God. We already know, Lord God, you'll never leave us or forsake us, God, but we're just asking you to continue to be with us, God, because we can't do it on our own, Lord God. As you continue, Father God, to help us to go from faith to faith and glory to glory, God. Traveling through those waters and those places, God, that are unseen and unknown and unfamiliar, Father God, that we will not be afraid, God, but we will trust you, Lord God. Because we know, Father God, that you won't lead us astray. We know that you have our best interests and our best intentions at hand, Lord God. And you will do what is best for us, Lord God. So once today, God, we ask you to let your will be done, God. We're not going to come telling you what to do, God. We're going to ask you to let your will be done, God, because you know what's best for us, and we trust you, God. And in the midst of it, God, may we endure. May we bear through it, God. May we continue to press and continue to pray and stay in your word, God, and come before you, God, and even continue to keep ourselves open to you, Lord God, so that you can intervene and do what you need to do, God, that you may be able, Lord God, to allow the Spirit to show us which way to go and how to do, God, because we know the Spirit makes intercession for us, God, because we don't know what to pray. We don't know what we need, but the Spirit does. So on today, God, we ask that you continue, Lord God, to lead us, Lord God. And let your people not have a hard heart, God, and they will disregard. They will not, Father God, follow your instructions and your direction, Lord God. They won't, Lord God, be consistent, Lord God, and persistent, God, and be diligent in seeking you, God, because you're the only way, God. We know that you're the only one who can do it on today, God. So, Lord God, today, may your people, Lord God, not hear the voice of a stranger, Lord God. God, on today, Lord God, may they only hear the sound of your voice, God, and come to you and ask you, Lord God, what to do and how to do it, Heavenly Father God. May they come to you, God, and ask you, Lord God, to be the resolution and the solution, the problem solver, God. May they come to you, God, and ask you, Lord God, to simply just work it out for them, Lord God. Because only you can, Lord God. Only you are able, Lord God, and capable of doing what needs to be done, Father God. So I want to thank God. May your people have a word of encouragement. May they, Father God, have another boost of hope and confidence and assurance in you, Lord God, knowing that you're already moving on their behalf. You are already working behind the scenes, God. You have already dispatched your angels out, God, to perform that thing, Lord God, that they have requested for, God, because you already know what we're going to ask before we come to you, Lord God. And if it's done according to your will, God, and we ask that thing in your son Jesus' name, all we got to do is believe and stand on it and know that it's already done, Lord God. So today, Father God, we are in agreement, Lord God. We are standing on your word, Father God, and we are already declaring, God, it is already done. It is already signed, sealed, and delivered, Lord God. You've already worked that thing out, God, because you already spoke it. We're just waiting for it to be able to see it, Lord God, according to your will, your purpose, and in your timing, God. And in this time, God, let us be anxious for nothing, Lord God. Let's not get to such a place of anxiety and want to see that thing happen that you say, because we got to be ready and be prepared for it, Lord God. So, Lord God, continue to prepare us. Continue to make us ready, Lord God. Continue, Father God, to give us everything that we need in you, Lord God. So that we'll be able to do what we need to do, God, when that time, when it comes, Lord God. Oh, God, continue, Lord God, to touch your people on today, Father God. And that they'll continue, Lord God, to just stay encouraged. Even if they have to encourage themselves, Lord God. Let your word continue to speak to us, Lord God. Let it continue to enlighten and edify us, God, and mature us even the more, Lord God, because we know, God, the more we grow and mature in your word, God, the more that word will be grounded, rooted, and anchored in us, Lord God, that we have that assurance, God, no matter what nobody say or what the devil tries, Father God, to make sound right, which is wrong, Lord God. We know what your word says, God, and we can speak your truth right back to him, Lord God. I want to say thank you on today, Father God, for allowing us to be more developed in your word, God, to be more mature in your word, Lord God, and not continue, Father God, to be those babes on milk, God, but being able to chew and have the meat that we need, Lord God, so that we can be nourished and strengthened in our spirit, man, God. We just want to say thank you on today, because we know, Lord God, that you are moving on our behalf, Father God, because your word says you got a plan for us, Lord, that's a good and not of evil. Your word says you got thoughts towards us, Lord God. You think good things towards us, Lord God. So we know, God, that even though it may look like this, it ain't that. Because you've already said that it is so. And we just want to tell you thank you on today, God. So we come before you today, Lord God, and we ask that as you continue to do what you're doing in our lives, Lord God, continue to help us, God, to make sure that we stay in alignment, Lord God. Continue to help us to stay posture in positions and stay the course, Lord God. Oh God, today continue, Lord God, to instruct us and guide us, Lord God, into the next, Lord God. And whatever it is you need us to do, Father God, that we may be able to continue to be in position to keep moving forward, God, into our victories, to that success, to that win, to that word that you have already spoken and given to us, Lord God. Oh God, on today, I'm asking that you continue to move in a mighty way, Lord God. Because see about your people across this nation, all across this nation, all across this nation, all across this world, God. To every man, every woman, every child, every boy, Father God. Every age group, Lord God, and every ethnicity, Lord God. You know who they are, you know what they need, you know how much of that they need, and even when they need it, Lord God. All we're coming to do is ask you, Lord God, to stand together to see that you will see about them once a day, Father God. We ask us, thank God, you continue, Lord God, to touch the churches. Continue to touch the bodies of Christ, God. Continue to touch the communities, Lord God. Continue, Father God, to touch the families. Touch the marriages on today, God. Continue, Lord God, to even go on the jobs. And continue, Lord God, to touch the families on the jobs today, Lord God. Oh, God, continue to see about your people today, God. Continue, Lord God, to work it out, Lord God, as you see fit. According to your will, your purpose, and your plan, Lord God. As you see, it needs to be done, and we just want to tell you thank you, Lord God. We thank you on today, Father God, for all that you have already done. We thank you on today, Father God, for what you're doing right now. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you are about to do, Father God. Oh, God, continue, Lord God, to move mightily, Lord God. You said, I have not seen, and ears have not heard, Lord God. So, God, I'm asking that you continue, Lord God, to surpass the expectations of your people today, Father God. Continue to perform the miracle signs and wonders on today, God. Do, God, what you do best.
midst, Lord God. I ask you to continue to touch the prayers on the prayer wall, God, even the prayers on the altar box, God, as we lay these things before you, Lord God. Cast our cares upon you because you care for us, God. Even give you those things that trouble us, Lord God, with other people that we're concerned about with others, Lord God. Oh God, we give all these things to you, Father God, so that there will be room for you to enter in, Father God. So once today, Father God, uplift anything, Lord God, that is heavy on the hearts and minds of your people, God. I'm asking that you would lift it up, Lord God. Anything, Lord God, that may be causing your people to be feeling weighted down in whatever the situation, the circumstance that be, God, I'm asking that you would not only lift that up, but lift them up in you today, Father God. And refresh them on today, Lord God. Revive them, Lord God, and rejuvenate them, God, in you, Lord God. They'll continue to be able to move forward, Lord God. Oh God, continue, Lord God, to take it away. Everything that's not like you, Lord God. Everything concerning your people, Father God. Anything, Lord God, that's in the way that you don't want to be in the way, Lord God. Until nothing's left but you, Lord. And we want to say a thank you for that, God. We thank you, Lord God, for working some things out. We thank you today, Father God, for moving things that's not like you out of the way, Lord God, so that you can only be the only thing that's in our way, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you on today for seeing about us. We thank you on today, Father God, for meeting us right here where we are. We thank you on today, Father God, for always giving us what we need, when we need, and exactly how much of that we need. We just want to say a thank you on today. Oh, Lord, just know how much we love you today and how much we appreciate you, God, that we are even more grateful and thankful to you even more, Father God, because we know that you don't do anything that you have to do, God. You're not obligated, God, but you do it because you want to. You will to do it, Lord God. You're willing to do these things for us. We appreciate it, God. You're willing, God, to see about us, Lord God. You're willing to be there for us, God, and we want to tell you thank you for that on today, God. Thank you on today, God, for being so faithful to us, God, being so dependable, Father God, for being there for us, God, no matter the day, the time, or the hour, God. You're always just one call away, Lord God. Hearing our hearts cry, God, as we cry out, God, even for one another, Lord God, we want to tell you thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we bless you on today, God. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, Lord God. And we give you all the glory, Lord God. We give you all the praise, Lord. And we pray and ask these things, Father God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen.